Not only is this zone the great center or culmination of all literature, art, music and all sciences where all the dwellers have access to every advantage, but is also the great outlet from whence branch forth into every direction its knowledge and wisdom from this great fountain which is filled to overflowing with all that is good and all that is sacred and divine in any line whatsoever you may desire and which the world needs, and this is imparted through the various channels by God's messengers who have perfected themselves along any given line of wisdom. All the advancements in electricity, wireless aeroplanes of our present day were first promulgated in the world of soul and perfected in this center. In the days of the Atlanteans they used aeroplanes which were more perfected than these of our present day on this earth. Long ere the Atlantic waves rolled over that continent the Atlanteans toured the earth in a very short period of time and their aeroplanes were used for pleasure. The wireless telephones will yet reach a high degree of perfection on this earth realm, and many other instruments which have already been perfected in this zone will be handed down. All of these are brought forth as necessities to cooperate with the advancement of the soul, or in other words its degree of unfoldment. As the soul expands into higher degrees of unfoldment its efforts for existence will be less laborious, and the energy that has been expended and directed in the channel will be the power that will guide the soul towards the greater ideals which God established in His kingdom. 66. Music in the lower zones is always of a higher quality than the soul of the dwellers of that zone. The composition of the dwellers express their soul quality or unfoldment as well as their intellectual attainment. The scientific value of the law of vibration and the color scheme as presented by the solar beam in the prism is taught in all of the zones beginning with the third. In every zone, the atoms are gathered by the chemists to show the difference in vibration and its chemical combinations and hence in its color values. These the dwellers dissect and witness that they may understand nature's laws, in back of which is one law which we call God, which they gradually perceive as they advance in the scale of life. Man's religion here on this earth realm will yet be founded on scientific principles as manifested in nature throughout the limitless universe, instead of dogmas, creeds, beliefs and delusions. Whenever man expands into a conscious realization that the universality of law manifests itself in every soul regardless of its degree of unfoldment, or the race or color through which it manifests in this physical expression of life, then the spirit of democracy will reign and the brotherhood of man will be established and the fatherhood and motherhood of God will be the foundation principles of religion throughout this world. Then all will be taught that the soul of man in every degree, in every plane, in every condition is sacred, holy, divine, for within it lie dormant all the possibilities and all the potentialities of all that has been and all that ever will be, and is an essential, important and necessary part of the whole. God and His handiwork would not be complete without each and every soul. May all come to a realization that the sacred temple not built with hands is the eternal temple of the soul. May the blessings of the divine infinite source of all life and all light so abundantly flow into your pathway that you will ever be conscious of His brooding presence and feel His spirit breath is my prayer. Thou glorious heavenly shore where is found all ancient lore, where all may bask in wisdom's lyre which the very soul inspires with facts and truths that have expired in the minds of all earthly choir. Thou glorious heavenly shores where all literature and psychic lore has been written and revealed, registered and ever promulgated throughout the ages of this emerald isle since man began for wisdom to aspire. Thou glorious heavenly shores where all ancient and biblical lore has ever been registered and reserved that man may peruse its pages, 67, and look back throughout the ages view the path through which he came. Thou glorious heavenly shore where are registered forevermore all records of our daily doings, all mistakes and idle wooings, all the good through loving kindness awakening man from all his blindness. Thou glorious heavenly shores where masters register their lore in art and music so sublime, in science and literature, divine chemistry, calculus and mathematics, history, philosophy and poetry to rhyme. Thou glorious heavenly shore where masters dwell and evermore leave the imprint of their power along their line that they may shower the souls that climb these heights with wisdom in which they may delight. Thou glorious heavenly shores where all who dwell in love divine reach out to him whose wisdom so sublime has built these many mansions for the soul where all can share alike his plan and see his glorious blessings expand, thou glorious heavenly shores where all dwellers bask in thy light where all praises to the Lord are sung through lyric harmony by angelic choir that reverberate throughout this zone quickening the soul into praises to the Lord. 68. Conclusion. As the soul looks back from these sublime heights, viewing the steps through which we have ascended and meditating with great satisfaction and joy over the present degree of victory over self and the heavenly state and environment surrounding us, we feel that we have traveled a great ways and that we have gained a great objective point in our journey through this country which no traveler on this planet can avoid or escape. Then turning our faces upward where the soul gets a glimpse of the journey that still lies before us, ere we reach the topmost round of this planet, we begin to realize that we have scarcely begun our journey, we have just entered the sacred path and the most sublime part of our journey is yet before us. Then as we meditate over the knowledge and experiences already attained, and over the joys and the blessings that have already become our own, a part of ourselves, it is with unspeakable ecstasy that the soul looks forward to being a participant in the holy atmosphere and the divine wisdom, a dweller in the city of peace, the light of the eternal day, and then bathe in the whirlpool of life, the fountain of bliss that awaits us, ere our journey of one cycle is complete. We now realize that with every step of advance we have the privilege of meeting and mingling with still greater souls than those who descend to these zones through which we have just traveled. We have thus far found teachers, masters, adepts, seers, sages and wise men and have seen music and art in a degree of perfection. There are many souls who are still higher in the scale of life who do not descend below the sixth and seventh zones. These shining lights are a glorious sight to behold. Their radiation is so luminous and their power so great that it would be as an electric shock to come in contact with these beings and their power. Hence they must wait until they climb the heights wherein they can stand the contact with this indescribable power. They must wait until they are ready to digest the eternal facts or wisdom that flows from their illumined consciousness. They must wait until their own souls have become so purified and regenerated that they can be a part of this sacred, sublime, holy atmosphere. They realize that as they enter the sixth zone, they will find another field where they can prepare themselves for this divine crystal city as they have been taught by the masters in the fifth zone. After reaching these heights, all are anxious to be privileged to see and mingle with the great central figure of the soul world. That great shining light whom we know as Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. Here all doubts that may ever have entered the consciousness of any soul regarding his identity, regarding the facts of his embodiment on this physical plane of life, will entirely vanish and their souls will fill with love to overflowing at the very sight of this heavenly divine being, our Christ who now dwells in that crystal city beyond our earth's ethereal zones. Not only shall we meet him face to face but also the lesser lights who were his apostles here on this earth realm and who now are seen in this isle beyond our earth's spheres. Not only these shall we meet but we shall see those who were the messiahs in previous dispensations, for it must be remembered that Jesus of Nazareth, our Christ was the fifth messiah and the culmination of his harvest was the fifth dispensation. And two letters awaken, 69, to the fact that the sixth dispensation is being ushered in and its culmination will be just one half of the messiahs who will come to this planet. More of these facts will be given in volume 2. If you can comprehend the power of these divine beings who are known as angels, then you may perceive in a degree the light and power of a messiah such as Jesus, the Nazarene, such as his power was here on this earth realm and such as it is now after nearly 2,000 years. Then turn your minds to the intersolar lights, the divine lights, and to me, gods, and many other intelligences still higher in the scale of life and power which are not known on this earth realm and which no finite mind in its present degree of unfoldment could perceive. Such are the steps that lie before you, all of which every soul will sometime witness. Not only this, but every soul will sometime attain these heights in the same degree of unfoldment. Such is life, and such is God's plan, and such is God's law. Every soul contains within its divine essence the potentialities and possibilities of an angel, a ruling angel, a messiah, and so on up the ladder of life. But how can those who have ascended these heights reveal to you the wisdom that you are not ready for? How can you comprehend God so long as you do not understand God's plan of evolution, so long as you have not unfolded the finer perceptions of the soul, your spiritual senses, so long as you have not become cleansed and have not overcome the selfish, egotistical, superstitious and erroneous conglomerations that have filled your consciousness? How can you enter the path which begins in the third ethereal zone, to journey towards the triumphant march of the soul, until all errors and self has been overcome and outgrown and facts which exist throughout nature have taken their place? Awake, arise out of your dreams of materiality and selfishness and behold God's glorious and sublime plan which leads you to the eternal day, the city of peace and light, and from thence to the fountain of bliss or oneness. Volume 2. We'll answer the question which has been asked throughout the ages: where do we go and from whence have we come and the purpose of life? The conditions and facts as they exist in the sixth and seventh heavenly zones, which completes the topmost round of our planet, also the conditions and facts of the first, second and third celestial heavens, or fountain of bliss, which concludes our march of progression for the children of Earth. You will be the travelers through this country and dwellers of every zone, functioning through higher degrees of consciousness in every step of advance. So it behooves every individual to become acquainted with God's plan and know of this ethereal world and its laws, that you may not be a stranger in a strange land, not knowing which way to turn or what to do on your awakening or transition from this physical body into the soul world. That you will not tarry by the wayside in darkness nor wait in the twilight for the dawn of day. That you may enter the path that leads uninterruptedly in gradual ascension, revealing God's laws and His plan in every step of advance, until you come face to face with His messengers of light and power, ever going upward and onward towards perfection, ever gaining but never attaining absolute perfection, progression forever and ever growing nearer and nearer like unto God. Thou messengers of love, divine guide and guard the holy shrine, may thy knowledge and wisdom flow into every avenue here below, that peace and goodwill shall reign in there. 70. Hearts of all men, and deign the spirit of love for all mankind forever and ever throughout all time. The end. I'm Julie, the woman who runs Global Grey, the website where this e-book was published. These are my own formatted editions, and I hope you enjoyed reading this particular one. If you have this book because you bought it as part of a collection, thank you so much for your support. If you downloaded it for free, please consider, if you haven't already, making a small donation to help keep the site running. If you bought this from Amazon or anywhere else, you have been ripped off by someone taking free ebooks from my site and selling them as their own. You should definitely get a refund. Skeptical thanks for reading this, and I hope you visit the site again. New books are added regularly, so you'll always find something of interest. Smile.